Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. We're diving into something super powerful today, cultivating gratitude and positivity, but without relying on those social media highlight reels. You know that feeling when you scroll through Instagram or Facebook, and suddenly you're comparing your whole life to a curated fantasy world? Yeah, not exactly the recipe for inner peace, right? But here's the thing, genuine happiness and contentment come from within, not from the endless stream of perfectly filtered photos and inspirational quotes. It's about shifting our focus from what we lack to what we already have, a powerful shift that can totally transform our mindset. So, today's episode is all about rediscovering gratitude and positivity outside the digital realm. We're talking practical strategies, relatable stories, and real-life tips to help you build a more fulfilling life, one mindful moment at a time. Let's get into 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your happiness game. 1. Practice active appreciation. Think about it this way. Gratitude isn't just saying, thank you, when someone holds the door open. It's about consciously noticing and appreciating the good things in your life, big or small. A warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning, a funny conversation with a friend, the sunshine on your skin. These little moments add up. Try keeping a gratitude journal where you jot down 3 things you're thankful for each day. It might seem simple, but it's seriously powerful. 2. Ditch the comparison trap. You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and compare yourself to other people's seemingly perfect lives? Yeah, it's a recipe for unhappiness. Remember, everyone is on their own journey, with their own struggles and triumphs. Focus on your own path, celebrate your wins, and learn from your setbacks. 3. Embrace mindfulness. It's all about being present in the moment, savoring each experience, and truly connecting with what's happening around you. Instead of mindlessly scrolling through your phone, take a few minutes to just breathe, listen to the sounds around you, or appreciate the beauty of nature. Simple things like taking a walk in the park, enjoying a delicious meal, or having a heartfelt conversation can be incredibly grounding. 4. Fuel your positivity. Think about it. What kind of fuel do we put into our cars? We wouldn't fill it up with anything that would make it run poorly. It's the same with our minds. Surround yourself with positive influences, uplifting music, inspiring books, supportive friends and family. Limit your exposure to negativity, toxic people, stressful situations, or even news that drains your energy. 5. Give back. Ever notice how helping others can make you feel genuinely good? There's a reason for that. Acts of kindness, big or small, boost our own sense of purpose and happiness. Volunteer your time, donate to a cause you care about, or simply offer a helping hand to someone in need. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a young woman who was constantly glued to her phone. She'd scroll through social media for hours, comparing herself to others and feeling increasingly unhappy. One day, she decided to take a break from the digital world and spend a weekend unplugged. She went hiking in the mountains, read a book by the fireplace, and reconnected with old friends. And guess what? She felt amazing. The stress melted away, she discovered new joys, and she realized that true happiness came from experiences, connections, and appreciating the simple things in life. So, remember, cultivating gratitude and positivity isn't about ignoring the challenges. It's about choosing to focus on the good, finding joy in everyday moments, and building a life that truly fulfills you. Here's your takeaway. Start small. Today, choose one thing you're grateful for and write it down. Take a few minutes to appreciate something beautiful around you. And remember, every step you take towards cultivating positivity is a victory. Keep going. You got this. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your own story about rediscovering gratitude and positivity in the comments below or on our social media pages. Let's build a community of support and inspiration together. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. Until next time, keep it real and keep it positive.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.